If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Igor Mrazek, we are going into that. I know you want to talk about Hayes, and we're going to talk about Hayes.
Yeah.
But we're going into that time of season where your wood floor starts acting and has a mind of its own, acting like a two-year-old, and has a mind of its own due to lack of humidity, because we are getting ready to convert our homes into ice boxes, into saunas, right? So we're turning the air conditioner off, Jeremy, and we're turning the heater on. And the moisture from the air conditioning is now going to have the opposite effect when your heater goes on your floor. So can you just briefly talk about, like in 45 seconds, then we'll get to
the without fancy terms.
Right, your ergometer or whatever it is. It's a hydrometer. What is it? Come on.
He's not going to say it.
He's looking at me.
He's going to make us just guess the whole time. We should have listeners.
It's a grometer. It ends a meter.
Yeah, it's a thermohygrometer.
Okay.
Thermohygrometer. You're pretty close.
I got the grometer
all right,
in
so
there.
So could you explain what it is and what's going on?
Yeah, first of all, I'm very proud of the fact that you know everything you just said.
6 years.
Well, we listen.
You know, 6 years of you having on my show.
That's impressive.
I got the ergometer out. I didn't get the thermal part. But what's happening in about 45 seconds, because I know you want to talk about Hayes, because that's important too.
Yeah.
What's happening? What should our listeners be aware of?
Right. So because we're actually exiting the air conditioning season, what we're going to expect to now happen is with the heating system on, we're going to expect the relative humidity in everybody's home to start to go down. And the reason that becomes a problem is because the floor is size. In other words, the size of each individual floorboard in your home is going to start to change. So we're going from their maximum size to now we're going to start entering their least expanded size or their minimum size, right? And what that really sort of manifests itself in our gaps. So our phone starts ringing usually like end of October, early part of November. Why are my floors gapping? Why do I see gaps?
Why are they shrinking?
Or creaking.
Creaking.
That's another creaking. One. You're absolutely right, Amy.
Yeah.
So all of that is part and parcel of the movement of the wood floor seasonally. So as we transition from air conditioning to heat and then again back to air conditioning, those floors are going to want to move. So it's very, very important to maintain relative humidity in your home.
Percent? What percent?
And the way you do that is with a
you need a humidifier.
You need a humidifier.
Yes.
The minimum recommended percentage is 35%.
Okay.
So you want to be activating your humidifier
as soon as you turn your heat. As soon as you turn your furnace on, you should be activating your humidifier
every time. Even if you think you don't need it.
Well, it's got a gauge, right?
Yeah.
So
right.
Yeah, but yes, you will need it. Your floors will need it more than you will need it.
100%. 100%. You have to counteract what the heating system is doing, and the way you do that is by running a humidifier. Oh. So when you run a humidifier, you're maintaining stasis for the wood floor, meaning that you're looking for that floor not to move in shape or size. And the way to do that is in the summer, you dehumidify by running your air conditioning or actually running a dehumidifier sometimes in a crawl space or a basement.
Yeah.
And in the winter, it's the exact opposite that you're looking to do.
All right. So there you go.
Wow.
So now we could talk about residue, hesitude, whatever.
Let's
you want to call
about,
it.
Let's talk about.
We'll have that rejoin.
I'm sure we will.
Joe Hogle, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
God bless.
And his grandmother, his mother and your grandmother.
Yeah.
We used to wash floors before meeting Igor.
Water and vinegar.
Hot water and vinegar.
Yeah. Because hot water cleans everything better. You know that.
That was my mom's recipe.
Sure. Yeah. Well, she was Polish. She's Polish. Was your mom Polish?
Irish.
Okay. All right. Same thing. Yeah. Ish.
Okay.
We called her the white tornado.
There's no difference. Polish,
I
Irish.
Said ish.
They're over there in Europe someplace.
Yeah.
So that was old school.
Old school.
Yeah. Joe, the first time you were on, Jeremy's pop, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
He's still listening. And sending Jeremy texts, do this, do that. That he had no idea, and he's in the home improvement business, how terrible that was on the floor. What does that do?
Oh, it's bad.
So bad.
I didn't know that.
Amy's learning. It's so
I had
eager.
No idea. Yeah.
Now you know why
this is why you're redoing
weeks.
Our floors.
That's, that's why you spent 8 weeks at our house. Okay,
right.
So what does that cause haze? The hot water and the vinegar, or is that something else?
Something completely different.
Yeah.
So the problem with water and vinegar is that water and wood really don't go well together, right?
Well,
as we all know.
They go great together. They merge
in nature,
with one another. They're great.
To grow the tree.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Don't want water in your hardwood floor.
That's right. That's right. So what happens with wood when you take a bucket of water and you put some vinegar or whatever the concoction is into that bucket, First of all, it's too much water. Even if you wring that mop out, which we strongly recommend, and you're just wiping the floor, if you're leaving that floor damp, the floor is going to absorb part of that moisture as it's trying to evaporate. Okay? So, and the problem with that, we just finished talking about how wood expands and contracts seasonally. You're watering your floor every time you're washing it out of a bucket.
And you don't need to.
You don't want to do that because you're causing the floor to expand. Well, if it's trying to expand and contract, depending on what time of the year we're in and seasonally, you're causing a lot of stress. You're placing a lot of stress on that floor. You can cause cracking of the boards. You can cause delamination of the coatings. You can cause all kinds of issues by over. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we saw in your home.
Yeah. And then you said if we didn't refinish our floors, that was going to create a huge problem because there was no seal on it.
It's just going to get worse.
Within 6 months, if we don't do it, we're going to have to replace the flooring.
So in your case, because you've got bare spots where there's no coating at all, that's very susceptible to moisture. So even just things being spilled on the floor in a kitchen will cause those boards to sort of physically break down to the point where you're now potentially replacing them.
Yeah.
So the problem with that concoction of water and whatever you put into it, whether it's vinegar or Murphy's or whatever, will create a mess for your floor in terms of how it performs. The problem with a haze on the floor, and this is for everybody listening that's using over-the-counter products such as
Pine Sol,
Murphy's, anything that has an oil base to it, those products are trying to leave your floor shiny in an effort to make it look like they're clean. The problem with that sheen is that that's an oil or a wax residue that's left on the floor. And every time you clean, you encapsulate a small amount of dust, dirt, and debris into each and every layer. Mm. And so imagine, a few years in, you've got a nice haze buildup, going on your floor, with debris caught in every single layer, which has now been layered on top of by the subsequent
layers. Can I use that as my wear layer at that point?
You cannot. As a matter of fact, the problem is not only an aesthetic one. It's not just visually the floor looks, sort of hazy. The problem is you've now created an abrasive surface on top of your coating.
Oh.
And every time you walk on it and every time you try to clean it,
it's eliminating the coating.
You're sanding your floor.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And so in your home, Amy, when I looked at it and I see these bare spots, the problem is you see a spot, you think it's dirt, so you scrub it some more.
Yes.
And then you scrub it some more.
Yes.
And what you're actually doing is you're sanding through the coatings because of all the layers that are built up on it over all the years.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know what you should do before we go to hold that thought?
Yep.
You should hire Amy to go to people's homes and show them how not to wash their floors.
Well, now she knows.
Amy's going to walk.
The cleaning lady.
I blame my cleaning lady, too.
But that's the beauty of our product and our system. So we developed it to limit the amount of water because it comes in a spray bottle. We have nothing in it that's going to leave a residue or a haze on the floor because it's a spray product. And so if you do have a cleaning person that comes over, you simply hand them the bottle.
Yeah. They're going to high-five you. Yeah. It's easy. Yeah. It's so much easier to clean
that. Yeah, it sounds like it's easy.
Hold that thought. We're going to dive deeper after the break. You got to have a break here. 312-981-7200. For listeners who want to buy this amazing product, where do they go?
Please go to MrFloor.com and use the promo code WGN for a nice little discount on your first order.
All right, we're going to talk more about removing the haze from your floor that you've been cleaning the wrong way for the past
Who knows how many years.
And how that
extends the life of your floor, David.
Okay. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homestead Home Chicago on 720 WGN. If you've got any questions for Mr. Floor, call us on the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, or send pictures of your horrible floors, and we'll see if they compare or compete with Amy's floor. And if they do, you'll get a prize. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's the first time somebody's been excited lately about it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
It's been a while. That's good. I'm glad Ruth is excited. Like, she's all pumped up.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Here come the text messages. Ready? Here we go.
Let's go.
All right. Air conditioner also takes away moisture, which you said.
Absolutely.
Okay. You just gotta be careful what system you have.
Right. I mean, but that's the whole point of running the air conditioner, is not just to lower the temperature in your home, but to actually pump out some of the excess humidity.
Okay. 708. Ask Igor, what is the name of the cleaning spray product? So I don't know about... Oh, you said spray on.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. It's the Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner. So we've got a total of 6 products, David, as you know. So yep. For everybody listening, just go to MrFloor.com. You'll see the full lineup of all of our products. The wood floor cleaner, if you have a wood floor, is the one to use.
Question for Igor from 847. Can I spray my Mr. Floor with Mr. Floor and wipe with a damp, not wet mop?
Mm.
You can. You can, although there's really no reason to even have a damp mop going. We would just recommend just a dry mop. So you can use a paper towel, David. It doesn't really matter. You know, we have a lot of clients that will just keep our product under the sink, and you just, you know, if you spill something, you spritz that area down, grab a paper towel, and just wipe it off. You're done.
Microfiber mops is
what you... Microfiber is ideal.
Okay, that's what I have.
Yeah.
That's what you gave me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Works great.
It works great. 773, Igor's products are great products.
Wonderful.
I have the floor, counter, cabinet, and tile and grout cleaners, plus the mop. Fabulous.
Wow.
You got a Hall of Fame. I've known Amy a long time.
Amy's eyes got a little bigger.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
This is kind of frightening, Holly. I mean, she's about ready to say, I'm out of here. She's about ready to run
home. She's going
to
go clean her floor.
My OCD is just sparkling right now.
Popping in right now. Okay, we're going to talk about getting the haze off, but yeah. I've got Craig here from Chicago. Craig, you've got squeaky floors.
I do. We have an old building, old brown gray stone, and the last time I had somebody come out to refinish the floor, he said that the floor had been sanded down quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And there's only between the bedroom and the kitchen, when you walk that way, there's certain spots in the floor that creaks when you, and other parts of the floor it doesn't creak.
Right.
And my significant other, my wife, said that she looked online to find out alternatives to getting the floor not to creak in some areas. And one of her researches said that pour sand in between the crack on the floor, and that would.
Hmm.
That would take away the creaking or some other. I'm sure that, you know, you put carpeting down, that's going to keep it from creaking. But is there a way to stop a 100-year-old floor to creak except for pulling it up and putting a new floor down?
You said that some areas creak when you walk on it and other areas don't, correct?
That's correct.
I've got a simple solution.
Just don't walk on those
areas. Don't walk on the creaky area.
I'm just
step over the creaky spot.
I thought you were going to say so.
You know where the creaky spot is. Step over
it. I'm surprised. The other solution is you usually say is just sell your house.
Just sell your house.
You don't have to deal with the creaky floor. Igor, yeah, dive into that.
Yeah, sand. Hold on. Is sand a good idea?
No. No sand, no talcum powder, no whatever else you're reading online. None of that works because the anatomy of a squeak... Okay, is actually originating from below your floor. If you have a 100-year-old floor, your home actually predates the invention of plywood, and you actually have what's referred to in the industry as a sleeper system, which are little 1x3 pieces of wood that are running perpendicular to your existing wood floor that your wood floor is nailed to. And those pieces will either break, crack, or simply come away from the substructure of the home, whether it be joists or whether it be floorboards, whatever the construction is, and that is where that squeak is originating. So you cannot access it by pouring things in between or doing any number of... You have to get down into that subfloor. And the reason that it squeaks in certain areas and not in others is because generally it's the high traffic areas where it would squeak. Yeah. That's why, because that's where the vertical deflection of the movement originates from.
And Craig... In all due respect to your wife, okay, I'm sure she's a very beautiful, intelligent woman. I had read online, okay, just to tell you another thing, to take screws and screw into the spots that are soft, because the screw will tighten up the subfloor and stop the squeaking. So I will tell you that genius advice that I found online probably cost me another $3,000 when Igor did my floor, because when he ripped up, no joke, when he ripped
true
up
story,
my floor to sand it to and stain it after 15 years of living there with 3 girls and 2 dogs and one wife, same wife for those 15 years. Just want to make sure I had 2 wives, but she never lived in the house. Igor calls me on vacation. He's like, what's with the screws in your hardwood floor? Because I had carpet down. I'm like, well, somebody told me, I read online, that it would get the squeaking away. He's like, well, no, it didn't. And now we have to replace that whole section because...
You destroyed the floor.
I destroyed the floor.
Let me ask a question. If I put a carpet runner over where it's squeaks, is it still going to squeak?
Yes.
It'll still squeak, but, you know, the carpet runner will dampen the noise, so it may not sort of reverberate as much, you know, I guess. But the squeak is always going to be there because, again, every time you step on it, you'll actually see, if you ask your wife to walk across that floor and you step back, you'll actually see the floor has some movement to it, and that's why. That's where the squeak is coming from.
So the better question is, how can you fix that?
Yeah, the way to fix it, unfortunately, is to replace that section of flooring. So you remove the floor. You eliminate that sleeper system. You put in an anchor down solid 3/4-inch plywood, and then you put new flooring on top, and your floor is absolutely permanent at that point.
Does he get to keep his wife?
Only if he really wants to. Okay.
If it's an antique floor.
Do you do that? Would you do that service for me?
Absolutely. Give us a call at the office at 847-674-7500. We'll be happy to send an estimator out and take a look at it for you.
Can you save an antique floor?
Thank you.
Hang on, Craig. I'm going to get your name and number and send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice to use on your current floors.
Yeah.
And on the new floor, you had a question.
Can you save antique floors if you have that creaking problem?
We can. You know, it's surgical at that point, and we're doing everything we can to kind of save those boards. But we work in turn-of-the-century homes all the time.
Can you get underneath, like if it's a basement crawl space situation, and replace it that way without pulling the floors up?
Not specifically, because the squeak is sandwiched in between.
Yeah.
Igor and I came out with this expansion foam epoxy idea one time, because that really is the only thing that we could think of.
Yeah, because you're trying to fill that void. You're trying to keep the floor from moving up and down at a minimum, right? And so the squeak is sandwiched in between what you're seeing from the basement side and what you're seeing from the top side.
Phone number for our listeners have any further. You're going to be here for the next 2 hours.
I will be.
We're going into a break. We've got Letty Flores Poole and Vashon Harper Young from BMO coming up talking about their Breaking Down Barriers program. But if our listeners want to reach you going into the break and your team, or learn more about your haze removing cleaning products that you're not destroying the floor like this one over here pointing at Amy. Yeah, miss I love to destroy perfectly,
but now she knows.
Now she knows,
and knowing is half the battle.
Right.
Yes.
Go back in a year and see how they are. Okay. If they're terrible, she gets evicted from her own house. Where do our listeners go and what number do they call?
Please go online to MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN for a nice little discount on your first offer. And we also have a beautiful blog section of our website that really talks about a lot of these topics. Or just give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. We'll be happy to come to your home. We're a full-service flooring company. We'll assess exactly what needs to be done and then prescribe the remedy for you.